from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had to come again and show you that I'm with you. Your lies are mine. All those times I said that I love you. Your lies are mine. Yes, I try. Yes, I try. Your lies are mine. Even though you knew I'd die for you. Your lies are mine. Yes, I cry. Yes, I cry. Return of the man. Yeah, it is. Return of the man. Come on. Return of the man. Oh, my God.
The Buffs breaking through. I got the Rams beating Texas, and we got the Knickerbockers at the Nuggets coming up tonight. All on a bracket busting, Ohtani distrusting, Throwback Thursday edition of the program. Let's go, Alex.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What it do, baby?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
But you know what we say, right? They can take that L on the way out, baby.
Damn. Oh! Oh! Send it in, Jerome!
The tournament is starting right now. It's happening.
Let's go. We made it.
I got Mississippi State off the bat.
Rejoice.
What do you think?
Oh, you got the dogs. No, I think so. I took Izzo, man.
How come?
I took Sparty.
Why?
The experience
yeah.
Coach.
Okay.
Picking against Michigan State in the tournament usually
it's a
doesn't
mistake.
Turn, yeah, kind of a mistake. I haven't watched them as much this
Did
year.
Did he say mistake?
But as long as Tom Izzo's there, they always got a shot.
Okay, so 303-31-1340 hotline as well as the text line. Jeff making his way in with the rat and the rat's son who looks like a little Danny Bailey. We got a good one for you guys. We are gearing up for it's going to be a wild next 4 days of basketball. Oh, man, my bracket's ruined. First game. Man, I had Mississippi State winning it all.
It's all over for me.
No, I think that UConn's the best team. I kind of think that UConn is the best team. And I think that Arizona's not as good as those guys. I think that there's some mid-majors who can make a runner as good as any of the other teams in, you know, around 20 to 30 to 40-ish. And I'm looking forward to the next 4 days.
Edition!
The program, let's go!
The program!
Yeah! In the sink.
Got our drops back today.
Really?
Yeah.
We're back.
Right here?
I don't know. Some of us are working, Dan. Okay?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Just don't get to just drink orange juice all day and wonder what's next.
God.
Okay. Nah, Rat, I'm not sure if Rat's coming in today.
Rat?
Rat and Roy, remember we were at Hooters last night.
Are they staying at your house?
Yes.
They're
so I traded my wife and kids for a Rat and a Junior Rat.
And a Junior Danny Bailey?
Yeah. That was nice.
You guys had
a nice night last night. What was Bailey doing
last night?
Bailey wasn't going to give up that hundy card.
I don't know what he was doing with that hundy.
Holding on to it a little tight.
So weird. Hey, this is weird, wild stuff.
That is correct, sir.
I did not know that. Okay, so who do you have winning the tournament?
What's going on? What tournament? What are we talking about? Which one?
Not the high school basketball one.
Oh, shoot. Is there like an AAU one going on?
The National.
Oh, the Colorado Youth Basketball Invitational.
Nope. That's
coming up in Boulder this weekend?
That is this weekend as well. I'm talking about
NC.
I'm always a big fan of the NIT.
I'm going to go with Calvin.
I like Indiana State this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they got that big dude?
Yeah, Mini Jokic.
Man, they got that big dude. He's nice at Indiana State. Yeah, the NIT. That's a good question. Who do I got winning the NIT? Are the Gophers in it?
The Gophers.
I'm going with Calvin Sampson this year, guys. Houston Cougars.
Okay.
Call me crazy.
But here's my number.
Call me crazy. That Big 12 that Houston is in, we talked about it the other day. It's like a gauntlet. Going on the road in the Big 12 in those basketball arenas, whether it's, you know, Iba over there in Oklahoma State or the Fog. You know, I mean, even Iowa State, they're a two seed.
The Fog.
I just feel like the team that keeps standing out to me and the coach that I think I like the most this year is Coach Calvin Sampson and the Houston Cougars. Am I an idiot?
No.
Yes, but not because of that take.
Oh.
I would say that.
That was a thank you with a question mark.
Hard not like to not like Houston.
It's hard to not like Houston.
Yeah, with the defense that they play.
Yeah,
they the best
you know, they're
in
a real conference now. It's Jamal not like Shedd. They're playing against schools nobody's heard of anymore.
Right, they're not playing UCF or USF or, you know, Memphis.
Well, they're playing UCF, but they're just both in the Big 12.
But now they're both in the Big 12. Yeah. That's fair. Is UCF fully in the Big 12 as of this year?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a game when I'm looking at Coach Prime's schedule for next year. It's kind of caught my attention down there in Orlando. It's one of the newest stadiums in college sports. I think the only one newer than it is the one up in Fort Collins.
Yeah.
I don't know. That one kind of stands out to me as a one. It would be fun to bring the kids to Orlando.
I'm changing my pick to Michigan State, Alex.
Those games start really soon here.
Some rationale you had that
slight favorites, aren't they?
Point and a half, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple of the Nebraska game versus.
My thought was they're not as good as other Michigan State teams.
They're not.
But
they're
you said once, you know, that doesn't mean they're not going to, you know, the Sweet 16 before they finally get knocked off or, you know, they're going to put a charge into the one seed after they beat Mississippi State here. Yeah, okay. I can get with that.
Nice. Let's go. Let's go, Sparty.
All right. Nuggets hosting the Knicks. Okay. What are we thinking? Keep rolling? Nuggets keep rolling?
I think so. It'd be nice to come back home after the four-game road trip. Knicks got a long rest before this game, but, man, just the two losses since the All-Star break, overtime to the Suns, and then the buzzer beater by the Mavericks. I think they keep it rolling tonight. At home.
Tonight.
The Nuggets, don't they have a little stretch at home here? They got at least this one. They got Monday and then Wednesday.
So they go on the road for like one game after this and then a nice stretch next week at home.
And one of the things we kind of knew about the Nuggets schedule was as we get closer to the end of it, it's not exactly the hardest schedule left in terms of strength of schedule.
OKC's schedule's a lot tougher.
Exactly. And then they're just tried and true and tested and have been a one seed before, and I think they'll be the one seed again because of that experience from last year. The other guys, the SGAs and the Chets and the Dorts. You're a Dort.
Thank you.
Anyway, those guys, they don't even know. They never been there. They never done that. The Timberwolves, they had a thing going. Even a couple nights ago, I was saying, well, Western Conference Finals, but man, the more I think about it, you know, without Karl Towns there, Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
They got an uphill battle ahead of them. I think, you know, everything is coming up. Nuggets, and just in general, too,
the cream is rising.
The fun thing about
OKC's
the Nuggets.
OKC's not there yet.
Yeah.
The
Nuggets don't lose two in a row. That's not a thing they do. They win a bunch in a row, then lose one.
Yeah.
Then
OKC's
win three in a row. Then
yet.
Yeah.
You're either hanging on, gripping with an old man veteran kind of in the West, or you're ascending. No one is perfectly like the souffle, the roast, the stew, whatever you're making. It just cooked perfectly. That's the Nuggets. They're the best team right now with all the guys in their prime, the smartest players, some of the best players, great coach. It's all that. It's all good. I'm feeling great about it.
Oh, and the nice thing, and we mentioned, you know, once the playoffs come, 7 or 8 is all you need. But when they've had to go 8 or 9 deep on their bench, the good thing is that the bench guys have competition too. Like, they're all kind of being pushed by the guy next to them and behind them. There's not just like one guy we're going to go to and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
They're kind of all fighting to be the sixth best, seventh best.
I love that
Christian
Brown and Peyton Watson are two young guys and not too old. Like, not Jeff Green and some other dude.
Yeah,
I like that because these are young Nuggets who are going to, you know, have a lot of success and have a chance to grow into really good players without being expected to do things on a bad team that isn't realistic for a young player. So, Nuggets are built. They're built just right.
I did see Bruce Brown the other day when I was at the game. I get the NFL. He's like,
I get the NFL.
I miss him, though. I do miss him. There's a lot. There's much to like about him. And he was out there practicing more than any Nugget I saw and more than any Raptor I saw. that day. How did I get so close to the seats? I got to thank Fruity over there at Mike's Stadium Sports.
Wow.
They call me Fruity.
They call me Fruity. Yeah, that's cool, man. Okay, let's set up a break. Get our act together here. 303-831-1340, the hotline, as well as the text line.
Speaking of Mike's.
Shout out KCP.
Wow.
KCP will be at Mike's Stadium Sports Cards next Saturday. That's March 30th. Okay. Go to bighornautographs.com for all the information that you need. And it's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool.
If I were you, I would ask him to sign your stuff, Kenny Pope. See if he can just hit me with a Kenny Pope. That, you know, I don't need all the extras. I don't need the Tavius. I don't need the Caldwell.
Damn.
You can leave the hyphen
okay,
at home.
If you're going to get an inscription, that's what's big on some of these things.
Hit me with that Kenny Pope.
So if you're going to do that and then, KCP and have some, him inscribe something, what would that be?
Oh, world effing champion.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, I like that.
Thank you. You know what you should
Two-time
do?
Two-time champ.
You should actually ask him to sign the sweatpants you're wearing.
Thank you. Turn that up a little bit. Damn.
I love watching you try to like country.
I know, it's tough. This is Miranda Lambert. Oh!
Man, I thought.
If that was Miranda Lambert, we'd have been on one. We'd have been rizzed up. Who is it?
Come on now.
Taylor?
Oh! She really is country. I thought it was Beyonce for a second
well,
there.
Actually, she's a little bit country. She's a little bit rock and roll. Just like us. Back on
the other side.
Side. Just another
picture to burn.
In Michigan State and Mississippi State have tipped, and as we know, tip counts. Just the tip, just to see how it feels. 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate the interaction and the participation. Lots of ways to get involved with the show. 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next 4 days of the tournament, to be honest with you. I get caught up in it, and you fall in love with a couple teams. Who's going to... I mean, last year, Purdue as a number one, right? Lost to... Anyone remember?
In the first round?
Yeah. Purdue, right? Lost in the first round. The number
right.
one seed, two.
Who'd they get?
St. Peter's?
St. Peter's?
Was it St. Peter's?
I don't know if that's
I don't think
correct.
It was St. No. That's who beat
okay.
Kentucky.
Fairly Dickinson.
That's right.
Hey! Fairly Dickinson. Yeah! You got a Fairly Dickinson.
Thank you. A big one.
Yeah, it's fair. Like ugly.
It's fairly a Dickinson.
It's
yeah.
Fairly. It's a Dickinson.
It's a Dickinson.
That's what it fairly. Was.
63-58.
Oh, my God.
16-01, baby.
Imagine those demons right now.
I mean, it happened to Virginia.
Is that why
right?
Edie came back for this year?
But remember, it happened to Virginia.
He's a pro. He ain't yeah. no Wimby.
What happened to them the next year?
The next year they won the Nats.
They won it.
So sometimes you need something to be
that's
ripped
a good one
from your
on
grip.
You. That's a good one on you to remember.
Hey, I'm
healthy
good today.
Healthy DeAndre Hunter helped out a lot, but yeah, we'll see if Purdue makes a long run.
As much as I love coaches, right, I also like to mention the guys that are having a hard time getting over the hump. And maybe that is Calvin Sampson, even though I just got done telling you how great he is in the last segment.
Matt, he's got to win one, probably.
He Matt Painter is one of these guys that's got to
he's
get
He's had one of
the
best
hump.
Teams in college basketball for the last 3 years. He's got to kind of break through Calvin Sampson.
And Matt Painter. Both those guys should take their number one seeds and do something with it, you know, and no excuses, no explaining, no complaining, right? Just win your games. You're the number one
let's
seed.
Let's all pick a... We didn't give teams out this year. Shouldn't we have?
Well, anyway.
We kind of did on Monday a little bit. No, I mean, Auburn a lot as a four.
Historically, we've given a...
We give a team to a caller.
A team to a caller or a listener or a texter. Give me a team.
I would have felt like that's something executive producer Danny Bailey could have helped us with. Is that asking too much?
Let's not do this.
Oh.
He's already got so much on his plate. Yeah.
You mean like the wings on his plate?
Probably. Those wings were unlimited.
That's true. It was Wings Day yesterday. That kind of caught me off guard. I had slow pitch softball to get to. I couldn't just eat unlimited wings. But I did put down like 9 or 10 of those General Tso.
Alex might be shoot.
And then I went 4 for 4 with 4 doubles in 5 pitches.
There's a lot of...
I get the NFL.
Older
first
guys.
Pitch of the game, you hit off the freaking halfway up the wall.
Yeah.
There's a lot of older guys on your team.
That's why we're playing in the league with old guys against us.
Yeah. Big step down in that league.
Well, yes. Yes.
Well, it's easy when you play against a girl and a bunch of rejects.
That's Kyle's joke.
No, that was my...
That's good to see you guys last night. Thanks for coming.
That was so funny, right?
That was funny. And then, yeah, their 9th player was a gal who didn't know like what tagging up was. And their 10th player was a dude with his belly hanging out. Well, anyway, yeah. I like having a week off.
I dominate in that league.
Getting to beat a team every
night. If you need me to fill in, I'm good now. Let me know.
Yeah. Dude, in our old league, every game you'd have to be playing like on the edge of your seat. These balls are just being lasered at you. You freaking... Every ball I hit yesterday, all were ropes. All were pulls.
I get the NFL.
No. I'm just saying.
I get the NFL.
All 4 of those balls would have been outs on the other field.
Yeah.
3 would have been caught, and the liner down the third baseline, homeboy would have snagged it, whoever it was. If it's Senny, of course, he would have snagged it. The third baseman in D-League are freaks.
Right.
I would have been 0 for 4. We had 17 runs on the E-field. We would have had 9 runs. If every single hit was the exact same.
Pierce's home run would not have gone out.
Or, no, Lund.
Lund's would have, but Pierce's would not have gone out on the other field.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a wall scraper.
Right.
But Lund's was a freaking... That's still going.
Jeez. No, and I don't know. I don't feel that bad. I want to be in the top 3 again. I don't want to be in the 5th out of 5. So. And keep in mind, opening day, everyone shows up. You know what I mean? First game of the year, there's always... And we barely got to 10. So, anyway. That's your slow pitch softball history.
Alex, stop the show!
You got celebrity birthdays?
No, bigger. Jeff, haven't you said that Alex looks like Otani a little bit?
Yu Darvish.
Oh, okay.
Yu Darvish, not Otani, sorry.
Well.
Actually, I think Yu Darvish looks like Alex.
This Otani news?
Korean, not Japanese. What, am I speaking Japanese?
Alex speak Japanese, Tina. He speak Japanese real well. Yeah. This Otani stuff.
It's cray cray.
It's him. It's him.
He's like
Austin. You're him.
You're him, Austin.
Austin, you're him.
So he's like verbal kids. This is Andy's Kaiser Soze.
These are Otani's bets.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
He's like, I was in a barbershop quartet in Skokie, Illinois.
Interpreter don't steal $4 million worth of bets. Interpreter steals $40,000.
Yes.
Before he's like, what's going on? Where did this money go? Why is this, you know, what are you doing here? Where's this big chunk of money?
I'll even give you $100,000.
Listen, Otani's a corporation.
But you're not grabbing.
This ain't no mom and pop where $4 million is slipping through. This is going to, he's one of the biggest stars in the world, and this will go away because Jordan gambled, Phil Mickelson gambled like a mother, and Otani, who's one of the greatest athletes in the world, also happens to be super competitive off the field in aspects of throwing his money around, making wagers. And the question, what's the question? Is
next question.
Did he bet on baseball?
Ray. Pitchers hate that.
So the thing, Otani's a great player.
I'm
not going down the road.
You're
of
good today.
He bet on the Angels to lose. I don't believe that because he is one of the most successful players in baseball in the last 3 or 4 years doing things no one's really ever done since Babe Ruth, who was less than a god, but more than a man, right?
It's like Hercules.
You mean the stupid deer?
Yeah. You guys keep saying that. Who is she?
What? What?
Oh, nice. I. I thought you said the great Bambi.
That wimpy deer.
Oh, yeah. You know, all right, no big deal. So, yeah. So, anyways.
Baseball things to remember.
I know. It's for sure. Oh, it's Ohtani's gambling debts. It could be on all kinds of sports. It could be on the NFL. It could be on baseball. It could be on a million different things.
University,
Jurgic.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Some Russian basketball that we were messing with a while back. There's a lot of, what's the score over there, Alex? You turn around, just take a quick peek.
8-4. Good guys.
Michigan State?
Michigan
Let's
State.
Get it. You help me. Okay.
If it was me, I would bet money on Serbian horses, probably like of the Nikolic yoke. Jokic yoke. I think there was one called Doug's twin sister I had my eye on. I was going to put a lot of money on that one.
So like the Jordan stuff, do you think Jordan is betting on himself and the Bulls to win? I would say yes.
Really?
Absolutely, bro.
Yeah, I'd say
dude,
so.
Dude, abso-frickin-lutely.
I'd say so.
Pete Rose, we'll never know. Because in the dark days.
This is the dark days.
I'm saying back then with the Reds.
This is dark.
Once like the Reds were maybe losing games, then you start to, well, I'm in a big hole. I can't bet my way to a win like I want anymore. So I know I can manipulate the Reds to a loss to cover a big debt. If I'm down a month, 2 months, couple hundred thousand, whatever. That's where Pete Rose stuff gets seedy and shady. But this Ohtani stuff, he's not been on his team to lose. The guy's freaking MVP of the league for the last 3 years. If you had to give one guy, you know, the MVP, it's been him.
Maybe he bet on himself to get MVP.
That'd have been awesome.
$4 million.
And won like a billion.
Yeah.
I don't think
you and then he like deferred the payments. He's pushing for 26 money around years.
Alex, what do you think here? You're a baseball guy, Ray.
I don't know. I haven't read enough into it, but it seems fishy. And the reaction around social media is something else is going on here. And I tend to believe that.
$4 million, an interpreter who's also his best friend.
Mm.
But hey,
something seems off.
He's the
Chris
fall guy.
Carter said it
usually
best.
Usually your best friend is the fall guy.
You gotta have a fall guy. Damn. This is it. That's it. It's the guy.
Shoot.
This is the fall guy.
You know what else is interesting, too?
Mizuhara.
The story has changed a couple times. Even in the first 4 hours of it being a story, it was kind of like, hey, the interpreter stole a bunch of money.
He's totally falling on the sword.
Like, and then it was like, oh, the interpreter was gambling. And then
he's
trying
to take all the blame right off the bat. It's me. I did it. All that kind
of
stuff.
Which, of course, you would do.
Oh, for sure, because Ohtani's going to give him really $4 million to take the fall for him.
I mean, Tony Soprano had...
You know what I mean?
Tony Soprano had four guys to take the fall for him. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, yeah.
When Tony killed Christopher Moltisanti, killed him, after they had that wreck, they had a car wreck, right? And they both, like, survived. And Tony killed Grissy at that moment. That was something.
Well, the Sopranos does not show friends.
It's show business. That is true.
Get
that
it
is very, very
figured
true,
out.
So
get to the bottom.
Let's go to break, I guess. Or what? Say one more thing, Alex. What are you going
to
say?
A chance for Rob Manfred to put his foot down here and really shake things up. Look into it.
The biggest star in baseball in years.
Uncover something.
No, they're going to cover up for it.
Well, they will.
Well,
but
Barry Bonds was the biggest
star
in baseball, and they had to uncover some things there.
But then when
they had to take a hit, though. They had to take a hit to uncover their biggest star in baseball was possibly doing some.
It was a tsunami
things.
The wave of people turning against baseball. Then baseball cared about making it right and all that kind of stuff. After they were feeding into Sosa versus McGuire, Lugo and Barry Bonds stuff, we were cutting into anything going on in the world on ESPN and even like on NBC and ABC, whoever owned them at the time, and going to Barry Bonds live at bats because what he was doing was so incredibly historic and unique. And it was just like every other bat, he was hitting a home run. That was happening.
I mean, is America the only place with gangsters, or is there like a Tony Soprano, Moto Gishi?
No, there's tons. Have you heard of
a
Soprano. El Chapo?
Right. There's a Tony Soprano in Japan, just the same.
I was working for El Chapo back in the day, man.
You start barking up that tree where you owe people money or you make a couple wrong bets. Bruno Mars. You know about Bruno Mars?
Yeah, he owes $100 million, doesn't he?
He loses $50 million a year, it seems like. Phil Mickelson, right? Dang, I don't remember a lot of stories ending well with pro athletes betting on sports. Like, the most disciplined people in the world. So disciplined, in fact,
See,
that they got to the top
get it.
Of the mountain.
You'll never get it because
I'm disciplined enough to not get it.
You'll never get this. What I mean
I will never get this.
It's great you don't have that in you. And what I mean you don't get it, I don't mean it in a disrespectful manner.
Have what?
What I mean is like when you get that taste.
I have plenty of addictions. Gambling's not one of them.
When you feel that taste and you get that action a little bit, boss.
It's like hitting a...
It's different.
It's like hitting a weed pipe.
It's just
one of the marijuana cigarettes.
Michael Jordan's the greatest athlete in the whole world. Go watch the interview he did with Ahmad Rashad, where he's like, Mod's like, well, you know, do you have a gambling problem? Like, I don't. I like to have fun. It was like, it's the weirdest thing you'll ever see now looking back at Jordan, because now he makes more money than he could ever lose. So, you know, does he still get that, you know, off on that gambling? It's different. He's a competitor. He wants to go play cards. It's not always losing, you know, betting on Michigan State, Mississippi State. It's a lot of ways to bet money.
You can't just play Yahtzee to try and win the game. You got to play Yahtzee for $500,000 with your buddy.
You just kind of said it. Once you said play Yahtzee, I was like, that's cool. Once you said like play Yahtzee where like there's a spinny wheel and your buddy has to run down the street naked if he loses or something, like a punishment, incentive, they call it. Now we're talking, brother.
He probably can't play golf without betting on it, I'm sure.
Michael Jordan has lost a lot of money.
He's incapable of playing around a golf without.
On the back nine.
Yeah.
I guarantee, because on the back nine, guess what happens? Double it. All right, well, double or nothing. Press. Well, let's start a new bet.
Damn, press.
And your 10 grand goes to 20 grand, your 20 goes to 40,
Danny
and your 40
Williams,
goes to 80.
Jeff Gersh, Alex Becker, throwback Thursday edition of the program.
It's Thursday.
Having fun, hanging out, watching some college hoops. It's Mile High Sports.
Zombie. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
Michigan State up 22-8. I'm sure that's changed now in a moment or two, but Alex all over it.
Did you have a 12 seed?
Might have saved me $35. I just put on a three-leg parlay.
A 12 or a 13 seed that caught your eye. Those are always kind of sexy. Did you have one?
Yeah, I got a bunch. I got UAB winning.
I'm feeling
that San Diego State?
Yep.
How about Samford? That's a popular one.
Nah, not for me.
I kind of like what Grand Canyon is doing. I know St. Mary's is
lovable. Grand Canyon wins that game.
I feel good about Grand Canyon.
I thought you liked St. Mary's.
I do, but Grand Canyon's their equal.
Okay. That Christian Brown's friend on that team, his buddy from Kansas.
St. Mary's is inflated because Gonzaga has made that conference look like it matters a little bit, but Gonzaga's really the only school that matters.
Any chance the Dukes can go on to beat the Badgers and face Duke in 2 days?
Duquesne?
No, the Dukes from James Madison.
Oh.
I'm going to say no because of how hot Wisconsin finished the season. They beat Purdue in the Big Ten semifinal.
Wisconsin's
on Saturday.
Good. I have them going to the Sweet 16.
And they're hot right now.
Yeah.
So
I have them beating who?
Duke.
You have them beating James
Duke.
Madison
beating
and
Duke.
And Duck, as Alice would call them.
That's
my
funny.
7-year-old. Vermont, you don't think gets Duke, by Duke, right? Auburn nope. And Yale, could the Ivy League shake up the SEC champs? I don't see that happening.
No, Auburn's good, and they're playing good ball right now.
Yeah.
College of Charleston?
Nope. They lose that game, too.
I want to talk to Samford. Fly me to the moon, because it's hard being black and gifted.
Love Oregon and love New Mexico in those 11-6 matchups.
Who loves Dana Altman more than this guy? Nobody. I love that coach.
Oregon wins.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. 12-5 is like...
And Folly Dante is dominating right
12
now.
Seems like a big number, but those 12-5s are as close as like the 8-9s to me. I swear. I believe that.
Do you guys remember
it's
where...
It's a pick'em right now
it is.
Between
those
Oregon
are, is
and
it
South
really?
It's one,
oh, okay.
One
see,
point,
I thought that might be three or
one
four
point
points.
Spread. And New Mexico is favored. New Mexico, the 11 seed, is favored over the 6.
Oh, okay.
And don't you love how the bracket, they put it together with some little intricacies in there. Where did Dana Altman come from? He was at Oregon. Where did he come from?
He's at K-State at one point.
You're close. What else?
Well, he was. I don't know where he came.
Minnesota?
Creighton. if I'm not mistaken.
Creighton's a big mystery kind of squad.
McDermott got there after Dana Altman left for Oregon.
We saw Baylor
years ago. My point I'm bringing this up, Danny, is that if Oregon gets the upset, waiting for them in the second round is the number three seed Creighton Blue Jays. I'm feeling very good about this Dana Altman from Creighton stuff. Am I making this up, Alex?
No, I doubt it.
No. He's an American basketball coach, and he was the 14th coach in Creighton history starting in 93-94.
Creighton was here last year with Baylor. JJ
after
and I
4 years.
Check them out. They're good.
After 4 years at Kansas State.
I like Creighton now, though.
I know that because the morning guys talk about him at Kansas State back in their days.
Are they Wildcat guys or what? Is Bruce a K guy?
Oh, he spent a lot of time in Kansas, Wichita State specifically, Bruce did? But he's covered all the Kansas schools.
I knew he loved Shockers.
Played baseball there back in the day.
What? Yeah. Are you telling me Bruce Hurdle played baseball for
at
Shockers?
Wichita State.
What?
Seriously.
In like the 90s?
Before that.
In like the 80s?
He's like in his mid-60s.
The 80s? So. The 90s?
In the 60s.
In that case, it didn't really count.
No, it does. He's just playing against plumbers and...
Old.
Firemen stuff.
Anyway, I love Dana Altman. I love how the league does that. I love how if Oregon were to, you know, be the underdog, that advances. Then they get to play their coach's old stomping ground team. Like, they do a nice little job of these intricacies.
I'd say BYU covers in the second game about to tip. Their K-Pom is really super good, which a lot of people believe in that.
BYU is a nice team.
BYU is good. They hang around a good conference.
Yeah, Big 12. I mean,
plus they got guys that...
They hung around a really good conference all year long, and they just weren't touted at the beginning of the season. They're not supposed to be here now. That's why they're not... Like, the come-up didn't fill up.
One of the things about going to BYU is you have to go on mission, right? You have, as part of the Mormon faith and part of what you signed up for, you have to go on mission before the age of, like, 25. A lot of these guys have to take a year off from hoops, almost like they're serving in the military, to go overseas, be a missionary down at some, you know, in some village in Africa, and then come back. So we're talking about a 21-year-old left. He comes back as a 23-year-old. One of the things about BYU is they have this maturity level about them, and it has to do with being world travelers.
And it's super funny you should mention that, Jeff, because I get it. I have four kids. If I was to have a fifth kid, I would have to hit the Coleman group up and have them look for some kind of compound for me down in Utah, kind of expand a little bit, because I was thinking, I can't, you know, I'm definitely not going to add another kid, I told Rochelle, until we add a sister wife.
I was going to say, add a second
if
wife.
If we add like the sister wife, then
find
we
a house
expand,
with a west wing. Get a
and
west
then
wing.
We could sell our spot in Highlands Ranch. The Coleman group will, you know, from start to finish, they will get it done for us, help us out every step of the way. And, you know, Kai and Jamie, and then we'll some kind of cool compound down there and just do the Salt Lake thing.
I'm sure I could find you something nice in unincorporated Adams County if you'd like. Maybe up by Regis University up there, maybe?
No, thank you. Okay. 303-831-1340 hotline as well as the text line. Let's go to break, come back, go watch college basketball for 4 minutes, and make sure you're back here ready to go. Yeah, home stretch. What's going on? Where's that watch party at? Give all that information out, Alex.
I think it's the Bar 38.
Yeah, it's Bar 38.
Bar 38, yeah, it's going on all day. I think they got going at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And they'll be going all day. Sandy and Sean, Anilo, Danny Bailey, Nate Lundy, they'll all be there. Drink specials, I think some giveaways as well. So if you're looking to watch college basketball today, that's the place to be at, right in the Rhino area.
Yeah, that place is sweet. I mean, it's huge. And they'll host concerts there. They got space for days. Don't feel like you're going to be cramped in there.
That up. That's
this is Miley, right?
Miley. Nice.
Let's go.
She's kind of coming up right now.
I'm a manly man.
She's got the flowers and then this one, then another one. Yeah. Her music was like, she don't have nothing besides Wrecking Ball. She didn't have nothing. Party in the USA is all she had for a long time.
She's like Phillip Rivers, like trying to fight against Tom Brady's and Peyton Manning's
you're right.
of the world.
That's a good comp.
She's like, hi, guys, I got good songs, too. And you're like, good luck with another. You're not even going to make it to the AFC Championship, lady.
She's Herbert. No, you said. All right, Danny, Jeff, and Alex is Miley Sports.
Turn up. home.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Lord help me in your way.
Turn up a little bit, Alex.
Kiss the girl.
Cause only you can save me now from this misery.
From this McChesney.
Love and lost in my old place. And I'm getting weary.
Get ready, Shaggy.
How far is heaven?
And don't you know, Alex?
Man, it felt guys. Right. Just felt right.
Mr. Lava Lava.
Those guys had it going bossa nova for a minute. All right. Now, 10:47 a.m. in the Mile High City. Mississippi State trying to get themselves back in this game. Duquesne with a little fast start here against BYU. That's not good. My bracket sucks already.
What is this garbage?
Uh-oh, 7-0, Duquesne. BYU has not scored 4 minutes into this game.
Ooh.
Okay, well. It's like I'm depositing. No.
You're like, this Duquesne team is really something. I've never seen a team play as good as Duquesne plays.
Duquesne. Where's Duquesne?
Where in Iowa is that? Where is Duquesne? Is it Ohio?
Is it Pennsylvania? I'm not sure.
Let me check where Duquesne is. Are we taking bets right now?
Where's McNeese?
I'd say it's in... you said Pennsylvania already.
I think it's Ohio.
I'd say it's in Missouri.
It's in the Atlantic 10, guys.
Missouri.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hey!
Yeah!
Wow, what was the other one you
Good
said?
For you, bud.
McNeese?
Yeah, McNeese. That's who Gonzaga has today or tomorrow.
That's in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Mm.
That's up on Cripple Creek. Man, this is the greatest day of the year. Have you ever been to Vegas on a day like today?
Never. Well, Super Bowl, yeah.
No, well, that's not today.
It's for the college.
Today's got 16 games going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Then no.
What would be the comp to today? Is it the Super Bowl?
And like in Vegas, I guess.
Is it? Or is there some other day where a
bigger
starts?
Day than this? No. This is the biggest day for like that party dude guy stuff. Party dude guy, biggest day. This is like a day where an old man like old guys can go act like a party guy. There's very few days when you just tell your wife, well, there's games on already right now. There's like 4 games on. And she's like, okay, I guess.
She's like, honey, and you're like, Mama, I'm going Eddie Murphy tonight. And she's like, Eddie Murphy. And you're like, I'm going to party all the time. Party all the time. Party all the time.
Have you been to Vegas for these?
Nah.
Oh, like wow. Should we go?
But super wild card weekend, maybe? Would that
super be? Super wow.
Because remember, now they got 6 games.
Wow.
Over those 2 days.
Can you give me a super wow, Alex?
Super wow?
You know, super wow guy?
Oh, yeah.
Can you give me one?
Okay.
No, just you do it. Super
wow.
He like does the side of his mouth.
Wow.
Can you do a super wow?
Super wow.
Ooh, you're good at it.
Hey. I closed this side of my mouth over here.
Yeah. Okay. Nuggets, Knicks. The Ohtani stuff's going to be a big story until somebody makes it go away, like, you know, Illuminati or whatever.
Right.
Illuminati's got to get involved in this one. This
Oprah
is a big
could make
one.
It go away, I bet.
Yeah, probably. She's lost a lot of weight again.
No, that's her clone.
Oh.
Shoot. I forgot to tell you about that.
Never mind.
Yeah, the one Oprah that has a lot of weight on her, that's Oprah.
Has anyone seen Kate Middleton? She's been missing. And if they're going to throw that imposter out there and expect me to believe that's Kate,
I don't think so.
I know.
You got to wake up pretty early in the morning to get one past me and my conspiracy
I know what
theories.
The future queen looks like. Very well.
You bite your tongue.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
No American girl.
They said they killed her. The royal family killed her. And that they're working on a new clone one of her right now.
If you were to make a clone of Danny Williams, would it be like a clone that's a baby and we got to grow it up for 40?
No, it'd be like multiplicity.
Something?
There'd be a bunch of different versions of me. Like a slightly cooler one. Like a Brainiac one. Like the 5th or 6th one would be like a gay one.
Right.
And all that kind
of
stuff.
That would be like an exact match.
Thank you. But I'm all of these in one.
You're a one of one.
Thank you.
One of them ones, as the kids would say.
Or like Juan would say, let's go out to the hotline. User on one today.
User one of one.
Our guy Juan. Hey, Juan.
Is that racist?
No, we're not. It's a little bit. No, we're not.
Oprah lost weight? What the heck?
Yeah. She did. She left. They're on that pill. They're on that pill.
Ooh, the Ozempic.
Ozempic.
Yeah.
I need to get me. I got it.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
I got to give me some of that.
Pennsylvania. That was Trump picks for Pennsylvania. You guys are characters.
What are you doing? What's going on? Are you working or what?
I'm on the top of a Lookout Mountain right now.
Damn.
Really?
Can you see me? Let's wave. Wave to him.
Hey, hi.
Can you see us? We're waving.
Oh, you're right up there by the Cabrini Shrine. I see you.
Oh, you're over Lookout Mountain by Lakeside right there?
No, I'm on Lookout Mountain.
Oh, up in Genesee. Golden. Yeah.
I know. That little park across from Willis Case.
You can't handle it, Danny. You're only from the west, but you can't come up here.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, yeah. Danny's an outdoorsman. If outdoorsman means go to my garage.
Like, it's super cold.
Hey, you know who you sounded like when you were singing Party All the Time?
What?
No, who?
Them one disabled kid that have a CD out, and he was like, I like to party all the time.
Who is it?
CGI.
It was on the Ringer movie. You remember the Ringer?
Yeah.
With
Johnny Knoxville?
I do remember that.
Jeffy.
The Ringer, and they're all kind of special. He's saying you're a special guy. I got that movie. I get it. That's good. Funny.
It's just funny because you guys will have a good day with it, and you guys put good radio out, and it's not boring radio. Know what I mean?
It's definitely not boring. It's a little aggressive sometimes.
Yeah. Well, for
sure. There you go. That's a great word to use. Aggressive, but it's still kept in with the understanding that you have to be respectful to other people. That's
I think so. No one talks more smack than us, but we're not a-holes in a way. You know what I mean? It's weird.
It's brotherly love.
Irv,
I talk the most smack about the people I love the most.
That's what Irv said. Irv taught me you only talk, you know, you only get on the ones that you kind of really love. And I really like, if we get on Anillo and Danny Billing, those guys, I mean, you know, they're burnt out, jaded, all that kind of stuff. Probably going to be somewhere else in a couple months, but I love them.
They're nonetheless. Always like, maybe Ronnie K was onto something with all that pottery.
Hey, Juan, you might want to roll by. I got some Wendy's, bro.
Whoa. For days.
If you're into Wendy's, I'm your guy.
Hey, bag boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we
bring your food?
Bag.
Where's the address at? Send me the address. I'll head over.
All right. Tomorrow's Friday. When you call in tomorrow, get some stuff, and you can come hang out with us in the studio for a little bit.
I'll be coming next week, and if I said right now, I took the day off today, dude.
What day? Tell me right now.
I'll take next Thursday off again.
All right, Thursday. It's booking. Put him in, Alex. Book it. We'll do it live.
Welcome, Dano.
F it. Hey, we got to go, Juan.
Hey, Broncos
are having
sucks.
Damn, is Juan in here?
He's right. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Get that ponytail in here?
Man.
Shoot. That's a lot of. We have to put two chairs, one for him and one for that pony.
Right. We should actually probably give him one of those nice director's chairs for his pony. They sit up a little higher.
I'm putting that pony on a pedestal. Not supposed to put that pee on a pedestal, but I'm putting that pony on a pedestal.
I like that. We'll put him in the Antoine Duchesne chair, and then we'll put his pony up in that director's chair.
A couple more things before. Can you check that score for me really quick, Alex?
29-18, Michigan State.
Izzo. Remember that stretch there when Izzo was like, hey, if you come and play with me for 4 years, you'll make it to a Final Four. Probably two. Those days have kind of come and gone, but man, he still knows how to coach. And one of the coolest drills I ever learned from Izzo was you put the lid on the basket. Right, you put a garbage can or something on the basket so no shots can go in, ever. And then you just play a rebounding scrimmage.
Real quick, before we get out of here, okay? Shout out Family Trucks and Vans. FamilyTrucksandVans.com, Colorado's largest truck and van dealer. These guys on Broadway, right there in Broadway and Evans, this is like an institution. This was 1976. These guys are like the first guys to do it right. When you go by their lot, every van, every truck is immaculate. It's beautiful. Hey, there ain't no hoopties. This is like, if you need something serious, you're, you know, a small business owner guy, you're looking for a couple, you know, for a little small fleet, you're looking for just a badass truck. They got some Rubicons. Hey, it's a Jeep thing. You wouldn't get it, guys.
If you could read this, turn me upside down.
You probably wouldn't get it. It's a Jeep thing. No, but Family Trucks, those guys, our guy Rob, Brandon, over there with those guys now. I mean, like, that's like adding Otani and Mookie Betts to your squad. Like, honestly, so.
In my family, we've got one truck and one van. It's a good way to go, guys. Get a truck and a van.
So you do have a truck and a van?
Yeah, I'm
in your family.
My family is trucks and vans. your family should be trucks and vans. I'd suggest the F-150 paired up with a nice Toyota Sienna, all-wheel drive.
I'm just telling you, go to the loft. There are no pressure, dudes. And go ask, you know, ask for Rob, ask for Brandon. Someone's going to come up to you right away. They're going to treat you so good. FamilyTrucksAndVans.com is the website. And when you go to that website, it's like super easy to navigate, all that kind of stuff. Boom, stuff pops up. Go check those guys out. And we appreciate it. We appreciate those guys as well. Yeah.
My trucks and vans? They're family trucks.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay.
Thanks.
Let's set up
hour two. Is Gil coming in today? Is Gil waking up?
Is Gil in? Or is that 38? 37?
I think he's at high atop the Walmart building.
That's right.
I-25 in Colorado.
Revolving Tower, right? Okay. For Alex Becker and Jeff Gersh, I am Danny Williams. We'll be back tomorrow on Football Friday. Jeff's got the invitational this weekend.
I'm out tomorrow.
Oh, you're out. Never mind.
I'm out tomorrow.
Shoot, well then.
I'll be in Boulder, Colorado, but Alex Becker can come in. Maybe Kyle Berry. I don't know. He's never let us down before.
Probably the biggest flake on human earth.
Ooh. Take that for data.
We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Good night, Sheila.
I'll never forget today.
Thank you, Sheila.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I'll never forget tonight.
Bye, Terry.
All right, Alan, whatever. Go inside. Bye, Sheila. See you, Terry. Bye, Sheila. I don't know if you heard me.
Bye, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
I'm out the window through the city. I'm a new slow. Cut back, snap back. See my cut through the holes. Damn, easy and hope. What the hell you